Message number 618. One half will not deviate from the truth. The other half will twist the truth. Wednesday, November 21, 2012 at 11:30 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, for every stern message I give to all of God's children, always remember that my love is ever merciful. My patience is all enduring, and I will save every single person who calls on my mercy, irrespective of the gravity of their sins. How I yearn to free all from the grasp of the deceiver who tightens his hold on every soul he has seduced, so that many are powerless against his strength. Let no man fail to understand this. When you have sold your soul willingly to Satan, he will not let you go free. Only I can set you free. When those souls who are lost to me because of the sinful lives they lead try to change their ways, they too will struggle against the beast, for this is a beast who is aggrieved and he is vicious. For many, even those who are devoted to me, their Jesus, he will become like a thorn in their sides from time to time. Nothing will satisfy him until you yield to his temptation, which differs from person to person. Because every single one of you is a sinner and will continue to be one until you are cleansed of sin. Accept sin as a fact, but fight it. To those of you who know me intimately, you know that you can trust in my mercy always. You know the importance of keeping in daily communication with me. This can be as simple as chatting to me during your working day. This is a perfect time to offer little sacrifices to me. If someone hurts you, offer this trial to me so that I can save souls because of it. If you are disturbed about the struggles you face, which you have no control over, you must allow me to take your burden away. Many people work long, hard hours both inside of and outside of the home. All I ask is for you to turn to me in your thoughts when you need support and help, for I will answer your prayer. Never make the error by thinking that you can only communicate with me during your time in church or before and after receiving the Holy Sacraments. I am there at every moment of the day. I respond to every request if it is according to my holy will. My beloved disciples, you are all God's children. I unite you nation with nation so that I can bring peace and unity amongst the chaos which will come. Let me bring you into my holy family and you will be strengthened. Then you will rise and surge forward renewed and with a new lease to lead my army, which has not yet been formed in many countries. Keep loyal to my instruction. Please spread the seal of the living God everywhere. It must not be sold. It must be available for everyone. Pass copies to all those who need to be protected. The division between the loyal followers, those who accept my Father's book, the Most Holy Bible, and those who want to change the truth, is about to become wider. One half will not deviate from the truth. The other half will twist the truth. They will do this to suit their own political and personal motivations, which will be hidden behind a couched language. The truth will soon be declared to be a lie and God will be accorded the blame. They will disrespectfully declare that the laws laid down by my holy vicar are old-fashioned and do not suit modern society. Every cunning argument will be in direct conflict with the laws of God, which amount to this. These people want to introduce laws which legalize sin. They do not love God. They say that they do, and many of those who promote such laws are atheists but do not reveal their true beliefs. Many of their plans include the banning of Christian laws. On the one hand, they tolerate the laws which allow women to abort children because of lifestyle choices. They use the arguments of choice, but this choice applies to the needs of the mother, not the child. Many women will be tormented after they destroy life in this way. Many will feel a sense of loss because they will know in their hearts that the life that they destroyed was created by God. Every powerful and convincing argument will be made to bring about the legislation of abortion. Every trick used to garner support which amounts to abortion being introduced for all. For this sin I will tear down their countries. The sin of abortion causes my father great pain, and he will not allow this to continue. The nations which constantly try to make it available to more women and who promote it as being a good thing will be taken out and dealt a punishment from which there can be no recovery. They will be guilty of the sin of murder and will be one of the first groups who will suffer pain during the warning. God will not allow you to touch the lives He created. His punishment will be meted out upon you in the form of earthquakes, and many nations will continue to receive punishment after punishment until the day of the Lord. Abortion and murder will be the two sins for which my Father will cast down a severe chastisement upon the world. Sin, my disciples, is something like a stain which blights your souls every day. But when you are in a state of grace, that sin diminishes. The more you receive the sacraments of Holy Communion and confession, the greater the graces you receive. To those of you who attend daily Mass, very special graces are given to you. For you, my devout followers, will be passed through the gates of my paradise quickly. Go now and spend a little more time with me. Chat to me. I like light chatter, and it brings me closer to you. I yearn for you. I yearn for the intimacy I crave so I can bring you closer to me. You can build a wonderful relationship with me simply by becoming a friend first. Then our love will build until such time that your heart will burst with love for me and mine for you. It is not complicated. To begin a new fresh beginning to prepare for my kingdom, start now. Call on me. If you love me, you will soon trust in me, and this will lead you towards the cleansing of your soul. You will be happier, at peace, and nothing of the outside world will mean anything except for the pain of sin which you will witness. I am right here. I am waiting for you. I want mankind to be able to get to know me properly. I love you. Your Jesus.